you know, it was kind of a sigh of relief to come out today, and you know, a little less pressure and less nerves from all the guys. So it was a nice change of pace coming here, and you know, everyone relaxing a bit and you know, getting their focus ready.
Ryan, when the team was announced that was coming here, a lot of the players, when we asked them what can we expect from this team, what can we be excited about, and we'll let you know your name came up a lot. Does that apply any pressure to you?
I think there's always pressure, especially for, you know, a lot of guys on our team are young kids, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old. And, you know, these guys are going to be asked to step up a lot this year. And, you know, everyone questions whether we can score goals. And I think the guys in the dressing room know that, you know, we can. We got the talent. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of, you know, all of the young guys maturing, you know, and stepping up and being leaders.
How good is it to get this underway, this training camp, after the franchise, the moving, you guys finding places, everything, the excitement around the town? How good is it to just finally get the ice for a couple days?
It was good. It's, you know, it's finally familiar once you get out on the ice. Everything gets back to normal, and, you know, you start focusing on the season. It's been a long summer. It's been a busy summer for everyone, I'm sure, you know, moving their families and, you know, coming to a whole different city, whole different country. So it's been busy for everyone. It's, you know, been a long summer, but once you get on the ice, it's, you know, everything's back to normal and your focus is the same.
I know there's a ton of guys here, but is there some chatter about just finally getting on the ice and the excitement yesterday and the fans and everything to finally be actually playing some hockey?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone, when we kind of stepped on the ice yesterday, realized, you know, what this is, a real deal. And, you know, if you didn't know what kind of reception we were going to get or what the you know, the fans were going to be like in Winnipeg, we found out right away last night when we stepped on the ice.
Speaking of the fans, though, Brian, you know, when you look at your last couple of seasons, your point totals have come down since the 08-09 season for various reasons, but there is the scrutiny now of being in a market like that. Are you prepared for something like that? Because it's not going to be like Atlanta, where if you're not producing, you're going to fly under the radar.
Yeah, I think, you know, you kind of realize that when, you know, when we switched over this summer. And you go from a team like Atlanta where, you know, if the team or if you as an individual aren't playing well or you're in kind of a slump, it kind of goes unnoticed and you kind of fly under the radar, which is nice. And, you know, it's nice to have that, you know, but at the same time, you're always wondering, you know, what it'd be like to actually play in a hockey market like Winnipeg. And, you know, I see it as, you know, there is more pressure, no doubt. You know, everyone's going to be watching us this year closely. Everyone's going to be watching the players. And, you know, there's more pressure. But, you know, for guys like me, I like playing under pressure. And you know, I think I play better in front of bigger crowds. So, you know, I was excited when I heard we were coming to Canada.
There are some adjustments that have been done in this offseason. Obviously, players leaving, players coming in. Where do you see yourself fitting in with the process?
Well, you never know when you have a whole new coaching staff. Like, you know, last year I did a lot of kind of a bit of everything, you know, power play and penalty kill. And you know, my minutes were up a bit last year. But you never know with new coaching staff and new management where you're going to fit in and, you know, what you're going to play or who you're going to play with. So I think, you know, that's kind of everyone coming into camp is wants to have a good camp and show the coaches they can play more and, you know, have a bigger role with the team.
Having said that, is this training camp a lot different than maybe previous ones?
I think there is a bit of different intensity out there. It definitely seems like it, you know, not only are guys fighting for jobs, but, you know, they're fighting for ice time. And you know, it seems like there's going to be a lot of good battles this year for opening spots. And, you know, that makes that and the fact that it's a whole new organization, a whole new city, is making for a pretty intense camp.
Do you know what you're doing yet on Tuesday?
No, no idea. They haven't told us yet.
Do you want to be playing in one of those games on Tuesday?
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, I want to play right away, so it'd be nice to play in Winnipeg, but, you know, it's not up to me, so.
Brian, you changed your number this season from 10 to number 18. Can you talk to me about the process that you went through, you know, choosing a new number and why you switched?
Well, it's kind of a, you know, a weird thing. I didn't really know what I was going to do. I didn't know what the team name was going to be in the first place. But, you know, once I found out it was they were naming it the Jets, it was pretty easy. It didn't really take me long to make a decision. And, you know, they told me that they were going to, you know, honor numbers instead of retire them. But, you know, I just felt it was the right thing to do. And, you know, I just, you know, just felt like changing. So it wasn't a hard decision.
And then why did you switch to 18?
That's the number I wore in junior for 4 years.